What's up, guys? Welcome to my podcast. This is the Hugh-Jean Experience. I'm going to use this as a platform to share some thoughts I have about my life, about my philosophy, and just, a platform to share what I want to share. And this is going to be the first episode. I thought a lot about what I want to talk about in the first episode. I think it's like the one thing that comes to my mind is I just want to share how I view happiness and being peaceful. I think that that's such a big, important part for everybody and definitely for me. And I discovered so much about this topic in the last couple of years, especially last 12 months. And I think that, you know, maybe it can help one or two of you guys out there that might be going through something like, you know, like the experience that I had. For me, first of all, understanding happiness, the first thing is that, you know, in life, happiness is not guaranteed, first of all. I think a lot of us, you know, we kind of look at happiness like, oh, you know, we have to be happy. And it's like this big thing that you just have to have, almost like an entitlement, actually. But what I realized in the last couple of years is that happiness is not guaranteed in life. You know, what is guaranteed in everybody's life is actually suffering. Happiness is something that you pursue, that you earn, that you're going to create awareness and you treasure when it comes. But it's absolutely not guaranteed for everybody. And definitely not all the time. So it's like my first understanding, my first view on happiness. It's like if I, you know, understand that, if I really drill this heart deep, you know, into my soul and understand what happiness, you know, means to me. That means that when I do feel happy in the moments that, you know, when I feel happy, you know, I'm very grateful. And I'm going to treasure that feeling. I'm going to remember that. And it also made me realize it doesn't take that much to make me happy anymore. You know, sometimes it could be just like a great day in Southern Cal with like awesome weather. I'm hanging on the beach. Just like a nice day, and I can be happy. You know, so the thing is, like, everyone suffers, right? Like, you know, living in the U.S., sometimes we're blinded by a lot of things, but I had the privilege to travel quite extensively in the last maybe couple years, and the more I travel, and that's why I recommend everybody should really take some time to travel, especially go to places that doesn't have nearly the convenience and the amount of wealth the U.S. has, you know, third world countries and Africa and some part of Asia. You don't see really how people live, you know, outside of the Western world. And the one fascinating thing that you see is that a lot of people are very, very happy. You know, in the Western standards, it can be probably categorized as like low income or poor, but people are damn happy. So you very quickly realize happiness got nothing to do with money, with possession, with your social status. Like all the facades, you know, sometimes in the U.S. are put in a very high, you know, pedestal. It got nothing to do with happiness. And happiness has a lot to do with your attitude towards life and, you know, with your connections with other people, you know, with the relationships, with family, with like love that you feel. And that has a lot to do with happiness. So traveling definitely helped me to gain that perspective and also helped me understand suffering is everywhere. And at some point, all of us are gonna go through suffering. We're gonna lose people that we love. We're gonna lose people that we're close to. I definitely lost some family members already. They're very close to me. And I also lost friends who passed away at a very young age. They were very, very close to me. And there's other things that happen in our life that we just feel, you know, deep amount of sorrow and suffering. And definitely it's a lot more for people living in third world countries that, you know, go through tragedies and unlucky in life, right? So understanding that aspect of happiness, I think is very important, you know, so that you can understand what it's like and you get to basically treasure it more. And another thing about being happy and being peaceful. I think this is a huge one. Oh man, this is huge for me. And I see that now so clearly with so many people, because I start getting really deep to drill down to understand this. It's part of my language here. I kind of do swear sometimes. It's funny, actually, there's one person messaging me and DM me on Instagram, saying, hey, yo, Hugh, you know, you really shouldn't swear because, you know, using cuss words is not like you. So I kind of get that because back in the days, people see me as like this more polished way to speak, and I don't really swear. But honestly, like sometimes I enjoy swearing. It's like something's like one of the best way to, I find, to express some of my point of view and feelings. So this is going to be one of those scenarios. Like I think this is like, it makes sense to use this word here. One of the big things about happiness is just really not giving a fuck about others' opinions. This is huge for me in realization. See, like it's so, sometimes so easy to get so insecure and, you know, care so much about what others think about you. Friends, family, I mean, all of us done that before. I remember yesterday, actually, a couple days ago, I sat down with my friend, one of my buddy. He was telling me about his story. I'm not sure his name yet because I haven't asked for his permission to use his name here, but this friend of mine, I met him in one of the dance class when I first moved to LA, and he's a talented, fantastic dancer. But then one time we were just getting food together and hang out, and he told me that his real true passion is actually singing. He's a great dancer performer, but what he really enjoys is actually singing. And I think I catch him sing like here and there, like when he was like just hanging out or, you know, listening to other people or whatnot. I can see he's a really good singer. And we're just getting pizza the other day, like a couple days ago, and like I was talking to him. It's like yo dude, you have posted so many great dance videos and you're really good at it, and people are commenting and telling you how great you are dancing and how much talent you have, and you're telling me that you're even more passionate and you're better at singing, and you posted zero videos about you singing. I said, dude, that's crazy, man. Like, why? And I already know the answer, right? I mean, we already know the answer because, you know, it's insecurity, and like he cares about what other people think about him, and he wanted to make it perfect when he posted. So I just like, I throw some punches and like, I give him a little bit of crap and like poke it over. It's like, dude, like you better post, you know, you singing. And I think, yeah, oh, you know what? Today, he finally posted his first video singing, and it was so good to see. And I was so happy for him. And he did such an amazing job. Such a talented singer. Oh, I can't wait to see his next videos. But like this, I want to drive this point home because, man, if you want to be happy, forget about what other people think about you. It doesn't matter. It literally means nothing to me now. Like I live my life in a way that I do not care what other people think about me. I don't give a shit. I don't give a damn about that. And it's so crazy because before 2018, for more than 10 years, now I realize it's so deep now, I can see it. But the 10 years before I moved to California, I realized I care a lot about a certain group of people, how they think about me. And I didn't even realize it until last year. I did a lot of reflection, was that I have this group of people that I was building business with, and get to a point where like I start realizing I got so much, I let them really, in a way, they're not like intentionally trying to control me, but in a way, I let their opinions about me control how I live. And I was unhappy. It was so clear today that their opinions matter to me to a point that it affects how I live, and I was not happy about it. So I had to make some major changes last year to change that situation. And now that, oh well, I basically stopped the business, but now, you know, I don't have that anymore. Nobody's opinion can control how Hugh lives. I only care about what is really true inside of me, what makes me happy, what makes me feel, you know, I'm accomplishing, I'm moving towards my goals, you know, what are the values I want to bring to the world and what are the things I want to do, you know, what it means to me to be fulfilled, basically. And that's the only voice and I listen to now. And if you haven't done it before, I promise you, if you're so good, when you can get to a stage, you just don't care. It's just silence. You don't hear anything. You don't hear about people's criticisms. And more importantly, this is interesting in the US because we have so many people like so lavish with their compliments, is that you do not want to hear people's applauses and their praises neither. Just silence. I'll tell you right now, people praising you, people's compliments, they're cheering for you, is as dangerous as their criticisms. Because they can control you with their criticism, and they can also control you with their praises and their compliments. Both can get into you. If you really care so much about people's, you know, how they look at you from a good or bad way, man, their opinions now really have a weight in your life, and you are not gonna be able to live the way that you want if you care about that. You gotta let it go. Anybody's opinion, doesn't matter if it's your parents, your close friends, business partners, boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, it doesn't matter. All I hear is silence. I listen to what's inside of me and what drives me to do what I wanna do and what I think's right, and nobody else's voices, opinions matters. Once I figure those two things out, that happiness is something that you earn, that you choose, that you pursue, that you get to, you don't always have. And if you have happiness, you're lucky, but it's not guaranteed in life for everybody. You know, you see that in real life if you travel around a little bit more, meet some more people. And the second thing is, don't let people get into your head and control you with their opinions. Man, you're there. Like, you're literally there. You know, it got nothing to do with anything else. Just you figure out who you are and you live in your truth. So, yeah, I just want to share this in my first episode because I think this is just such a big one for me, and I think for a lot of people is to figure this out. And to me, you know, 10 plus years out of college to really understand this and be able to be conscious of living my life this way and just feel so free. It's an amazing feeling to feel so free that you can live the way that you want. So, yeah, that's that. And thanks for listening to my first episode. I'll try to make this every maybe couple of days or so, or whenever I have something to share. So, yeah, check out my next podcast when it comes out. Peace out.